Bring it, Dex. Katie winked at me and made a little waving motion with her hand, goading me toward her. I hesitated, pausing at the edge of the mat in the training room. Getting physical with my new partner probably wasn't the best idea. For starters, she was a rookie. I had been with the FBI for nearly 2 years. I could take her down easily, and she might even get hurt if she didn't know how to block properly. But that wasn't the real problem. The real problem was my dick and its very persistent desire to get inside her. Everything about Catherine Byrd enticed me. Her body was athletic from training, her muscles lightly defined, but she had soft curves in all the right places. Even under the harsh fluorescent lights, her creamy skin took on a pearlescent sheen, and a few of her heavy copper curls escaped her ponytail to frame her delicate face. I realized I'd been staring at her lush pink lips for a fraction of a second too long, and my gaze snapped up to hers. Emerald eyes sparkled with easy humor. "You scared, partner?" she teased and waved me over again. "Definitely." I was scared I'd get a hard-on as soon as I touched her perfect body. "Nope," I said instead. The word came out clipped with stress. I sucked in a breath and did my best to master myself. My will was stronger than my physical urges. Her eyes glittered, and her lips curved up at the corners. "Liar," she accused. My own mouth twitched. Her levity was infectious. "Do you always tease the guy who has at least 100 pounds on you? Surely they taught you better than that at Quantico." "They taught me how to handle myself." She tossed her curls back off her face. "You won't break me, big guy." No, I wouldn't break her. I'd learned how to use my size carefully when I trained to be a field agent. I could kill a man with my bare hands, but those hands could be gentle, too. There were all sorts of ways I wanted to use my hands on her, some harsher than others. I shook my head. Those thoughts certainly weren't helping my hard-on problem. I had to spar with her. She was my partner. I needed to learn her strengths and weaknesses so we could work as a team in the field. Work. This is about work. "Come at me," I ordered as I stepped onto the mat. "Show me what you've got."
"Do you only speak in cliches?" She rolled her eyes just before she moved.
She went on the offensive, but I dodged her attempted hits. She was fast, I'd give her that. But within less than 5 minutes, I pinned her beneath me. I was careful to keep my full weight off her. Her eyes widened, her mouth popping open in surprise. My gaze fell on her parted lips. Only inches separated us. Her chest rose and fell beneath mine, her breasts pressing up against my torso. I breathed her in. Peonies and something slightly earthier that was entirely female. I had less than half a second to register her saucy smile. She rolled, and in my moment of reverence, I lost the upper hand. Before I knew what was happening, she lay atop me, her forearm resting against my windpipe. I could have pushed her off. Regardless of my position, I was still infinitely stronger than her. But she looked so pleased with herself, her big green eyes shining with pride, her posture radiating self-assurance. It was her first day on the job. I didn't want to take that confidence away from her. Besides, she'd done a damned efficient job. If I weren't a trained agent, I'd likely be unable to break her hold. "Good one," I praised, smiling up at her. She beamed at me, and her perfect smile knocked all the air from my chest more effectively than her slight body could ever manage.
"Thanks."
"Scott, Bird."
Our boss's harsh voice cut through whatever magnetic pull she had over me. When I looked over to where Franklin Dawes hovered next to the mat, his amber eyes were cold on mine. Katie immediately stiffened and pushed off me, her joyous expression smoothing to a mask of cool composure.
"Yes, sir?"
she asked in a carefully deferential tone. His gaze softened on her, slightly mollified by her respect.